Given up of yesterday, trying to understand a little bit more about the Sefer Reim's Pshat in the Sugya Daf Chafei. That was the pivotal Gemara. The Gemara called the Pasuk to teach us that an Adam kills somebody, that there's no kofar. If not for the Pasuk, I would have said Adam has to be kofar. Kamash Belan doesn't. Im kofar Yishas Allah love means on the shore. Allah will Allah Adam. So the Rishonim was scrambling. Why would I have thought? What was the base level? What was the Havamina that I would have paid kofar? After all, wouldn't have been covered by Kimla B'Dramine. So we saw Taisus Mayos gave one answer, and Taisus in Ksub gave a different answer. And the Sefer Reim said, they don't know Chinami. The regular din of Kimla B'Dramine would have applied to Koifer, Kapara, who cares? That's one Chiev, who cares? That as far as the Yerem was Geres. But the significance of the Pasuk is to tell me that whereas regular Kimla B'Dramine, although it's part of B'dinei Adam, but it's still Chayav and Lasei Sidei Shemayim. So Kamash Balon, it's not even, let's say, Shemayim Bekofer. It's mamish nothing. There was never was a Chiyah Mitchila. By a regular Chiyah, I burned down a guy's house, so I'm Be'ikaron Chayev at Adam Amazik. Nebuch, the din of Kibbutz Ramin, it kicks in and tells me I don't have to pay. But in Shemayim, I'm still Chayev. When Shemayim came Bekofer, there was never Chiyah Mitchila, even in Shemayim. So the Arame's Pshat is only as true as those facts are. How did he know that there's a din that you have to pay, let's say, to Shemayim under normal circumstances? So that was the famous Gemara that Esther Nesetar Fil Balimo, we spoke a lot about it yesterday. But truth to be told, that Gemara, that Esther Nesetar Fil Balimo, that was the source of Yerayim, we already saw in Vishonim their alternate Pshatim as well. So we already quoted the Me'iri quotes of Yerayim, that the reason why you have to pay for Balimo, why it's Chal and Esther, is because Kibbutz Ramini doesn't apply to Hischaivus Bidas, doesn't apply to Heskeim, doesn't apply to contracts between two people. It only applies to Mazagan of those kind of halachas. That's what we left off yesterday. So if Yerayim saw on that Gemara, the end all, that was the Yisod HaYisodis, and that's what got the whole ball rolling, and that explains Chavahei, and that explains Adan. Everything is hunky-dory according to Yerayim, all based on that reading of the Gemara about Esther and Satira, and we saw the Me'iri quotes. It's not necessarily true. There is a third possibility how to read that Gemara about Esther and Satar, which also is important for us, and then we'll try to see if we can almost have to put some of the pieces of the puzzle together. So we left off yesterday, we pointed out almost two extreme shitas. There was the Arayim, who was following the footsteps of Rashi and Tosfos, who saw in that Gemara, Achi of Gomer Latzeis Dei Shemayim, but Be'ikaron in Dinei Adam Yepotah. We saw on the other extreme, the Yeshua and the Me'iri, that it's a chi of all gomor in Bezin Shamata, and the reason being because it's a heskem ben ol ben chaveri. Chamzuch de Sharan, I think I put it on the memo, even Chamzuch de Sharan, Masechet Sanhedrin, and offers a third pshat, which is almost a hybrid, almost a mix between the two. Says the de Sharan that the Gemara about Esther HaTorah is not invoking a chi of gomor. Unlike the Yeshom and the Me'iri, says the de Sharan, Kibbutz Ramine is a poter across the board. Doesn't matter what kind of a chiyav, whether it's a chiyav that was superimposed by the Torah, whether it's a chiyav that was created by the person's agreement. It doesn't matter. The din is that Kibbutz Ramine is a 100% poter across the board. Elohah. The Gemara is talking about let's say Sdei Shemayim, but not all Kibbutz Ramine's require let's say Sdei Shemayim. Which Kibbutz Ramine's require let's say Sdei Shemayim? Those cases of what? Of contracts, those cases of eskeim, those cases of agreements. Why is that? It makes a lot of sense, says the Chiddush Aran. Why is it that I'm a chuyv latzeis Dei Shemayim? Well, what's pshat? If the Torah says I'm poter, what's the difference? I stole, I was mazik, I burned down your house, but the Torah Kedesh says I'm poter, so Kibbutz Ramine, finish, I'm poter. What if the latzeis Dei Shemayim? Says the Chiddush Aran, the chuyv latzeis Dei Shemayim doesn't emanate from the fact that the ikaron yachayev, the chuyv latzeis Dei Shemayim emanates from three words. Who can tell me the three words? Three magic words. I'll give you a hint. Name that tune. Da 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 no 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 no. Where are you guys? Where do you guys grow up? All together. Midvar. Yechad.
Never tell a lie.
Next one. Honesty is amethyst. All your words are true. So Tati, Mami, and Hashem will be so proud of you. Good. As I state the Chiddush Yeran, okay? Says the Chiddush Yeran, Midvar Sheket Tichur. You gave your word. You signed it out. You agreed. Now again, the guy's a manuvel mushchas. He's a ball imay. The worst of the worst. A word is a word. You said you're going to give a seb esnan. You mechuyev lekayim diburcha. Did anyone see the Chiddush Yeran? Did he say this? Did I made it up? He said, Yimuchuyev Lakayim Diburcha. So the Chiyev, let's say, Sedei Shemayim, does not emanate from the fact that there's a theoretical Chiyev that's sitting and hovering over my head. That's not the Chiyev. Alt Vidim Amanis, Ampatu Lagamri. Alt Vidim Shemayim, Alt Vidim Amanis, most Ampatu Lagamri. But the Torah says, I have to pay the Esnan, I have to pay the Seh, Lakayim Diburi. Once the Halacha accepts that notion of Chayev Lakayim Diburcha, so then, what does that mean now in terms of Hukas Yisur Mizbeach? When the says given, it's no longer viewed as a what? As a mere what? Okay. Yes, Tisha, it's not a mere matana anymore. It's viewed as an estan, even though there's nothing driving me to do it. It's not only is there no din in Beis and Shamata driving me to do it, there's not even a din in Beis and Shamata that's driving me to do it, out din in Mamanis. But since there is some ethical, religious, moral consideration that's driving me to do it, that is enough to transform the set to be an Esther. It's also a Mizbech, the Olav Omi Olam. So that's a Chiddush from Chiddush Yeran. Mamish. That's what's called Chiddush Yeran. A lot of Chiddushim. Says the Ran, he combines together the Latesh de Shemayim of Rashi Tosh in the Arayim, and combined with the Yesh Omer of the Meiri, the distinction between his chayvus midasas, between agreements, contracts, and contrast to Chiyuvei Torah, and it's the combination of the two that creates the status of Latzeis Dei Shemayim, which in turn gets the ball rolling to create Esther Asatar Filiboli Boi. So Shtei Chishuvan. That's like a mamish. Understand what I meant when I said it's a merge, it's a combination, it's a hybrid of the two pshatim together. So basically, when all the dust settles, we have this din of Esther, no question, Esther B'chulei, that's not a shayla. Whether that means, like the Arayim, plain and simple, every kimlay is chayav bidei shemayim, or whether it's like the Meiri who says that this is different because it's his chayavos midas, and therefore you chayav in Beis Din also, or whether you say like the Chiddush Yeran that it's his chayavos midas, and therefore you chayav in bidei shemayim. You pick, you choose which one you want. But just be aware of the fact that only one of these pshatim is going to help on Daf Chafei and on Daf Dalet. Only the Sefer Reim's pshat, which is the Ikvas Rashi and Tosis, is going to explain why the necessity for the posuk of Alav Lo La Adam to teach me that there's no Chiyav in Shemayim, because otherwise there would have been one. Neither according to the Meiri, nor according to Chiddush Yeran, but that have made any sense. Because quite frankly, Koifer is not a chiv of a heskim, it's not his chayv, it's not an agreement, there's no midva sheket tirchon, because his chayv is a Torah, and as his chayv is a Torah, both the Meiri and the Chiddush Yeran held that there's no chiv of the Shemam to speak of, and therefore there's no necessity for a posuk. So when you read a Tosfos and Avdal and Bavakama, that's what we're learning a Tosfos and Avdal and Bavakama. When the Ri and the Riva, and then you read Tosfos in Ksubis, that the other Rishayim are looking for different reasons as to what in the world, the Allah of Allah, Adam, what is it coming, Lafuki, what's it coming to Mechadish, couldn't I have figured it out on my own? None of the Taisim on the page go down the route of the Sefer Yeraim. Why not? Because all these Taisim all seem to be much more in sync with the Iris, with the Sharan's other approaches in the Sugya, rather than down the route of the Sefer Yeraim. Everyone realize that when you read the Taisus in our Sugya? Everyone realize that? Everyone chap? That the Taisus in our Sugya is against the Sefer Yeraim, and it all depends on what you think about Esnas Sotara. Okay, good. We're going to ask a very, very chutzpah question. Who's right? Is the Sefer Reim correct that every kibud ramine is sitting on top of a chiyuv latzeis dei shemayim? That's the engine that's driving his pshat? Who's right? So we have to take a look at the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. So comes the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. I put it on the Mamre Kermis. Everyone saw it? Let's take a look. Take a look at the 14th of the Maamar Kamus. Omer Rav, I'm Beizim Enav, Omer Rav. Hababa Machteres, V'notol Kelim V'yotza Potter. So a person breaks into somebody's house in the middle of the night, and he takes Kelim out, He's potter for whatever he did for those kelim. Why is he potter? It's a ganav in the kelim. Why is he potter? What's the answer? Everybody say, my timer. Bedamim kaninu. That's a very poetic way of saying he literally bought it with what? Bought it with his blood. What does that mean? What does that mean, bedamim? Since at that moment in time he can be killed, it's possible for anybody to kill him. The Baal HaBayis can kill him, anybody else can kill him. He's a Baal Machteres, he's dealing with Kirei Deif. So at that moment of time, his blood is up for grabs. His aim l'damim. So the parish of Kibbutz B'Dramine kicks in. Now again, we spoke about this in the past. This is a Mechudish Tech of Kibbutz B'Dramine. Why is this a Mechudish of Kibbutz B'Dramine? What's Mechudish about this Kibbutz B'Dramine? Because there's no onesh in Beis Din Shamata for this. If the guy succeeds and kills somebody, then he can be taken to a Din Torah and did in the Nefashas of Beis Din Shamata and killed as a Ratzach. But probably not going to happen. So just the mere fact that he was in the Machteres for those couple of minutes, his blood was on his head, literally, down the Reisha, Ein L'damim. So that's called a Chai of Misa, and even a Chai of Misa of that nature is enough to kick in the din of killing down. We spoke about this, that this is a big Chiddush, right? But that's what the Gemara said, B'Feirush. Anyone realize the play of the word that Chazal had?
Dumb
means money. So dumb means money, dumb means blood. So dumb can it. Normally you buy things with money. Yeah, he bought it with his own blood. It was a joke Chazal was trying to say, but did anybody catch the joke? Nobody got it. That's the problem. You can't even understand the jokes of Chazal. What can I tell you? Sichasim shatamir chacham. You gotta understand. Okay. I guess you live in third generation Babylonia, you had a different sense of humor. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, my time don't do. I'm a Rabbah. So Rabbah says, Mistabra Nilsi Dirav, Bishishibir, Delesnehu, Aval Notoloi. Rabbah comes and he qualifies Rav's statement. Bamed Dvar Mamurim, then it makes sense that the person is kind of Bidamim. That's only true when, if he subsequently broke the barrel. Because if he broke the face, steals the barrel, and he breaks the barrel, so what kind of a chiyuv is mutal on him? To pay, what? To pay cash, right? What's the din? If I mazik something, or if I steal something and it's broken, so what do I pay? I pay cash. So that chiyuv tashlumin of cash was covered by this quasi-kilei b'drahmine. Aval not the loy, but what if the barrel was still intact? So Reuben breaks into Shimon's house, he steals the barrel, and the barrel's still here. And now, next week, they take him to a din tzar. He says, I don't want to get back to battle. Kim Levi Ramine. So Rabbi says, that's a joke. Why is that a joke? What does Kim Levi Ramine mean? Kim Levi Ramine means when you're chay of Mises Beis Din, you don't have to make a what? You don't have to make a tashlumen. Right? That's the din. You don't have to make a tashlumen. Over here, what happened? It's not a tashlumen. What is it? Give me another word. It's a hashava. Taisha is like Zaylish and Gaza, Hashava. So comes Rav and says, Kibbutz B'Dramine from today till tomorrow doesn't work on a Hashava Sachefet, it's the other guy's barrel. So the Gemara says, V'alakim amar Rav afilu notal. And the Gemara says, no, it's not true what Rav said. The Gemara takes a kolosh and shvuah. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. That Rav thought that Rav's statement makes a lot of sense if the barrel is not intact anymore. If the barrel is intact, it still belongs to the Nigzal, so therefore Vadi have to give it back. And the Gemara says, no, Rav Taka said it even by Notal. What would the Svar be even by Notal? What kind of razzle-dazzle Svar would that be? Anyone look at the Gemara carefully in Sanhedrin? What kind of Svar would that be? That's the main part of our Sugi right now. Why would that be? L'chara, it's wrong. If the bow is still intact, so then it's a Hashav, it's not a Tashlumen. What's the answer? Anyone think of an idea why? Well, when I steal something, I do get a certain degree of quote-unquote ownership in that item. Give me a proof positive. Those weren't whoever goes with me last year. What's the greatest proof that I have some degree of relationship to that item? What do I have? Luvagozl. Yeah, but which sugya Luvagozl? I now have a chiyuv. I'm chayav echrayus. I am totally, completely responsible for anything and everything that happens to this item. If I steal a bow and the bow gets hit by lightning, I have to pay. Why? Why do I have to pay? So the answer is the owner suffers the loss. So when I steal something, I get a certain degree of kinyanim on that item. Now again, it doesn't mean that I don't have to return the item, but it means that to some degree, that item belongs to me. So now one could argue, Rav says, that the heishavas agzela is not really a mitzvah hashavas achefet to the owner. It's also a form of tashlumen, because the gazlan owns the barrel to a certain degree. The Torah says he has to make a tashlumen on that barrel itself. You have to return that barrel itself. But maybe conceptually we could view the hachzoras agzela as a tashlumin rather than just a hashava. So that's a very, very lumdish shaila. That's the issue that's taking place in Tanhedrin of Ayin Beis. So I'm a rhyme of toppling back and forth, they're fighting about, but how do you view hashavas and gezeila? Hashavas and gezeila, just hashavas and chetz alib ba'aleha? And if that's the case, so then obviously that would not be subject to kibbutz ramine. Or is hashavas and gezeila a little bit more than that? Maybe it is a form of tashlumin. Again, that's not our sugi right now. What becomes our sugi is the next line in the Gemara. Comes the Gemara and says that Rabbi Ignavulei Dichre B'machtarta. Somebody broke into Rabbi's house. Give me that Rabbi, the Rosh Hashiva. Someone broke into some lowlife, broke into Rabbi's house in the middle of the night, and he stole Dichre.
Like animals,
yeah.
Rams.
Dichre. Stole his rams. And he was caught, the Ganav was caught. Adrinu Nialei, and he came and he brought the, made him pay the rams. For lo kablinu, the Rav said, I don't want to accept the rams. I won't accept the gezeila back. Why not? Omar ho v'nafik p'vuhi de Rav. Because according to Rav, I'm not entitled to get these animals back. Why? Because according to what Rav really said, not what Rav thought he said, but what Rav really said, what Rav really said was that even when it comes to returning the etzem ha-gezeila, the halacha is what? The halacha is kibbutz ramine kicks in, and therefore Rava felt that since kibbutz ramine is applying, the guy was about machteris, he stole the rams, so he really is not mechuyev to give back the rams, and we're not mechuyev to return the item anymore. Kibbutz ramine pops him. If I'm going to take it, that's not right. I'm taking someone's mamash lokid in. So in pure dini mamash, the rams belong to the gazlan based on kibbutz ramine. Now again, Aliba the MS Rava did not have to do that. That was really a midas chasidus. Why is it midas chasidus? Because in the end of the day, whether Rav did or didn't say it, it's not correct. Well, halacha we pass against, it's not true. That the only time kibbutz ramine applies is that the chefetz is not around anymore. So Rava did really, really above and beyond the call of duty. But the Rishon now begin to analyze, even within Rava's world of going beyond the call of duty, did it make any sense what he did? So here, the Ganovim are giving back the rams, and Rava says, I don't want to take it. Nope. With a chosid. I don't want to take it. With a chosid, I don't want to take it. It's like there's a story about the Chafetz Chaim that once, somebody once mugged the Chafetz Chaim. Can you imagine? I beat up the guy robbed the Chafetz Chaim. So Chafetz Chaim started running after the Ganav. What was he running after the Ganav saying? I'm moichel you, please, listen, stop for a minute, I'm moichel you. I don't want you to think I'm not moichel you. So Rava, somebody broke into Rava's, the middle of the night, Rava's terrified. All the kids are, standing in the room, they locked the rooms, locked down, everything, and Rava's standing there, and someone's stealing his goats, stealing his dichim, stealing his rams. And then when the guy finally comes and gives it back, Rava said, no. So yeah, in days of an aleph and said Hedrin. He said, but Rabbi, you are the one who said the kibbutz ramine does what? But man, according to Rav, I don't want to take anything. Even according to Rav, doesn't belong to me. I can't do anymore. What's Kasha by saying? What's Kasha Gemara? The Ganav Mechav says Tishmam anyway. So what was Rav's problem? Why didn't Rav want to accept the rams? If there was no chivatay tishmayim, so then according to Rava, I understand why he didn't want to take the money back. He didn't want to take the animals back. Because since according to Rav's, albeit not accepted in the halacha view, but that theoretical view of Rav, that Rav is not entitled to the rams, bichlal, so Rav doesn't want to take anything. It's not his kedasa chadin. But anyway, if these Ganavim would have called Rav and said, listen, could you pass me the shot? We just broke into your house, but you're still the rabbi. So we have to ask your shot anyway. What should we do? Should we return the rams? What's the answer? Of course they should. So Bein L'Rashi, Bein L'Tosfos, most important for our purposes, Bein L'Hu, Bein L'Pi HaSefer Yireim. What was Rav's problem? Why didn't Rav accept the rams? He should have given them the opportunity to say Shemayim. So, which Rishonim are standing here and saying, aha, we told you so. You see from that Gemara that there never was a Chivut Tei Shemayim. Who would say that? The Meiri would say that. The Shemayim would say that. Who else would say that? Probably. What Tosfos would be saying that? What Tosfos would be jumping for joy when they learned to 99 days? What Masechta are we learning? Kama, the and Alf, and Tosfos. The Baalei Tosfos and Baba Kama, the Baalei Tosfos and beginning of the third Bet HaKesubis. All the Rishonim who didn't buy into this, Chivut Tei Shemayim. All the Rishonim who bent over backwards to give other reasons why you need a Pasuk of a level of Adam and didn't go down to Yireim's Vort, because they held the Ikaro that there's no Chivut Tei Shemayim, which is borne out by that Gemara in Masechta Seder, 9 days. So now, the Sefer Yireim has to answer this Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos and Baba Kama Masih have to answer this Gemara. Why didn't Rav accept the sheep? Why didn't he accept the ram? That's the Kasha.
The Sefer Rav has held the Chila with the Balbi.
Why is that?
Because he agrees in Yosef Shemayim, but instead of it just being you're removing the, you payment, he just used it in the field.
No, 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 but the question is, Rava Mustafa wanted his rams back. Rava's trying to be a big, big tzaddik. Rava's suffering a big loss of money here because he doesn't want to take something that's not coming to him kedin. What do you mean it's not coming kedin? It is coming to him. Didn't you remind him it is?
Yeah, he's returning it, but his form of healer is accepting it there for the
guy. No, he should have just taken it back. When those guys are coming to give back the rams, he should have taken them back. They're supposed to be giving it back. If they're not supposed to be giving it back, then I understand Rava's midas chassidus. But if they're supposed to be giving it back anyway, what's the midas chassidus? He was Michael the Rams.
Yeah,
that's what he said. Based on what we said last time, that means he is enabling them to get the. But why didn't he take the Rams with Amri?
Maybe he felt bad.
No. The Gemara says he didn't take the Rams because he was Chayshish to Rav Shita, not because he was just a nice guy.
Well, I mean, it was he wanted to.
Because he was Chayshish that maybe Apidin, he wasn't entitled to the Rams. That's why he didn't take him. But he was entitled according to the Iraim. He is entitled to them. Apidin is Shemaim. He's entitled to them. What should I think about? So this is not my cash, this is Taisa's cash. The Taisa's on the spot, because the Baal HaTaisa said, Hedron were the ones who believed that you are Chayav HaTaisa Yishimayim. So Zav Taisa says, Taima, the 15th of Mayim, Mekarim, Taima Chayav HaTaisa Yishimayim, Kedar Pekha Poyalim, Kabi HaChayisim, Bipar V'dash, Esa Nastar, Filo Balimo, Fiyah Shloma, Dekan Lohi Rotsu Mahachzir, Ela Im Kain Yishchayav HaBedinei Adam. What does Taisa say? Mamash walks the tightrope, Taisa says. If these Ganovim would have come forward and said, listen, we know that we're not really Chayav, but we want to give back, let's say, to the Shemayim. Rava would have done what? Would have accepted them wholeheartedly and kept his rams back. He's got to get chauffeurs out of these rams later for Shari. He needs the rams back. Elalah. These guys, they were Menuvolim. They broke into Rashiva's house. They stole Rava's rams. And then when they're caught, so they're not such Ayayay Tzadikim Gemur and Klapin Achay. What are they saying? We're going to give it back because we got to. Because the court's gonna make us do it. We don't really want to do it. So they never wanted to give it to Shemayim. So if Rava's gonna take these rams now, he's taking them on false pretense. So Rava was leave it the MS. They're mechuyev in dine ben adam to return the rams because the ma'aseh kibbutz rami doesn't apply because it's not a payment to Hashavas. That's in the world of MS. But Rava's trying to live in the world above MS. He's trying to live in the world of chesed of Midas Chassidus, Lefim Shur Sadin, above and beyond the call of duty. So in that realm, Rava says, listen, if you're willing to give it to me wholeheartedly as an expression of, let's say, Tei Shemayim, then I'll take the rams. But if you're giving to me al das, thinking that you really have to give it to Dinim Amunis, those rams are not there. That's a Vikach Tals already. I don't want to take those rams. So Tais has to read a lot into the Gemara in order to for the Shittas Rashi and Tais, then by extension, she's a Sayyid Ram. But there's one last Tekudu de Sugar Baisa, which really, I think, will connect everything we've been talking about for the last 2-3 days, before we move on. The Sefer Yerayim read into Chavei that there's a Chiyav, let's say, Sedei Shemayim. And Rashi and Taisus, both in Mavakam of Metzia, read into Estana Satira, there's a Chiyav, let's say, Sedei Shemayim. Do you think that a Chiyav, let's say, Shemayim has any relevance in Beis Shomato? Do you think those words just mean Pshitu Kimashmo? Now, in this world, it's irrelevant, completely irrelevant. It's only again the Olam HaZal Yonim. Or is there something to a Chiyav HaTeis De Shemayim that impacts even in this world? Anyone know? It's a magic word. Those who are with us in Bava Basra, we spent a lot of time talking about this. One magic word is Tfisa. Tfisa is a very fascinating concept in Halacha. We get to the end of the first parak, so we'll try to talk a little bit more about Tfisa. But it's not going to happen this week. But Tfisa means sometimes a situation arises in Halacha that you don't have the ability to get it based on the regular rules of Beis Din. You're falling short of Beis Din. Why are you falling short of Beis Din? Anyone give me, what are some ideas, some reasons why Beis Din may not be able to help you? Just some ideas. Maybe it's a Knas and they know the Adam Smuchim and Bavel, that's one possibility. Maybe it's another possibility. Maybe it's a suffix, so Beis Din threw the hands up and possibly both Smuchim and Raya, but you really think the money's coming to you. Or, what's another possibility where Beis Din's hands may be tied? Give it to Ramanei. So comes Rashi in Masechet Bava Metzia in one place. In other places where the Gemara appears, Rashi doesn't say it, but in one place, Rashi in Bava Metzia, the Tzadi Aleph says that in a case of Kilna B'Ramanei, such as the model of Esther Nasr Torah, not only is there a Chiyav HaTeis De Shemayim, But that chilut Tishbam translates into the ability to do tfisa. And if you grab that which is coming to you in something which is otherwise would be covered by kibbutz ramine, if you grab it, tfisa is mahani. And Beis Din will not make you give it back. Now, if I walk up to you and I grab your shirt off your back, so that's not going to work. Beis Din is going to take it away from me because I'm a gazlan. Tfisa only works in these kinds of cases where you have some connection to the case, some right to this money, and in the very, very limited circumstances, there is a parasha of tfisa. There is a tfisa. And again, tfisa is a complicated story, but it comes to kenosis. Hopefully, we'll talk about the major mechlekes we've shown him. It's tfisa din deraisa, tfisa din derabanan. Tfisa by Safik Mamun against Matzah Raya, it's a big machlek Yisrael Rishon, doesn't even exist. So Tfisa has its own world, Mamshter, rules and rules and parameters of what the quality of Tfisa are. But comes Rashi by Metziah Tzadi Aleph and says one of the rules of Tfisa is that when there's a Chiv of Tzadi Shemaim, such as the case of Kibbutz Ramine, Tfisa kicks in as well. So there is a little bit of a nafkamina in Beis Din Shemata. In light of that Shita of Rashi, which is again basically just an extension of the Urim, did the Urim himself say it? I don't know. But Rashi said it in a sense, Aliba did that's about the array. Who sees the Kasha now developing from Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis? Who sees the problem developing in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis? Almost an identical Kasha that we just dealt with a moment ago, Tosis Kasha, but now we're going to make the Kasha significantly more. We're going to up the ante on the Kasha. What do I mean by that? What makes the Kasha any more serious Kasha? So what do you mean by that? Say it a little clearer. What do you mean by that?
Before we were saying that Rava wouldn't want it back if they thought the Rechayah Dine Adam, Rava didn't want it back.
But right, because that would be a mistaken gift in a sense. So why does Tvisa change the dynamics here? So comes the Ketzos and says, I understand Tosfos Kasha, and I understand Tosfos Teretz. That if you're going to tell me that Kibbutz Ramine carries with it this theoretical Olam HaTalyonim type of a Chivat Shemayim, so I got it. These guys weren't interested in that, and therefore Rava felt, since my whole ability to hold on to this animal is based on the goodwill of those Gazlanim who are trying to let's say Shemayim, if they're not expressing that goodwill, I don't want that money. But, says the Ktzois, once Rashi just upped the ante here and threw into this mix, into this chol, into the notion of Tfisa, Tfisa tells me that if Rava himself would have grabbed it, what would we have said? We would have said, that's fun, that's legitimate. That Rava can hold it in Dini Mamanus and Beis Din Shemata. So once you tell me that Tfisa works, what do we no longer care about? What no longer plays a role? When you're dealing with the Olam HaTalyonim, it's all an expression of the goodwill of the Gazlan. Does he want to be from, not want to be from? So then I understand, as I said, the Gazlan weren't so from. They didn't want to give it Aldas Deshimayim. Rav didn't want to take it. But once you change it, take it out of the realm of the Tzeit Deshimayim, which would require the goodwill of the Gazlan, once you tell me Tfisa works against the goodwill of God, Tfisa, by definition, means the Gazlan screaming and yelling and throwing a temper tantrum and was still taking the rams away. So once you tell me that, I don't care about the Dasa Gazlan anymore. That's completely irrelevant. If the Gazlanim are giving it to Rava, let it work out Tfisa. Let Rava hold on to it out Tfisa. It only makes sense to say that I don't want to take something that's only coming to me based on the goodwill of the Gazlan if the Gazlan's not expressing that goodwill. But once Tfisa enters into the mix, it's a whole different ballgame. The dynamics are completely different. That's the Tzaisis Kasha. Who's going to give me a Teretz now? Who's going to give me Teretz? This is going to connect all the dots, the whole puzzle of everything we've talked about for the last 3 days. How did you guys let me convince you of this story? That there's a Chiyav L'Tzeis De Shemayim by Kim Levdraminei. You let the Rishonim pull that over you. I was expecting somebody to scream. To say one Rishon. Which Rishon?
Ramban.
In light of what we discussed yesterday, Ramban and Marcus Dabez, what did the Ramban say? What is Kim Levdraminei? What is Kim Levdraminei? What?
Kim
is what? Comes the Ramban and says, when you punish somebody with Mises Beis Din, they're paying. The payment doesn't have the full of dollars and cents. It's a different Tashlumei HaTorah. Yesh B'chol B'sayim Mona. When the person is getting killed by Beis Din, it's Ki'ilu, he's paying. What is Ki'ilu, everything not according to the Ramban? What was the phrase? What is it not? It's not a point there. It's not just not a point to be Alma. The payment is being made. It's being paid B'domim Kanin. A little, it's being paid B'domim. But the payment's being made. Rabbi say, if the payment's being made, how could you turn around and say, what? I paid already. Paid at the office. Imagine the following. The guy was killed already. So the guy's killed. And I get to come to the yard and say, could you please pay Latay Sede Shemaim? Like, we should pay you Latay Sede Shemaim. We paid already. Really? I don't have it in my bank account. What do you mean? We paid, the father died already. Zok Tramban, Makata Beis, Yesh B'chol Masayim Mona, Yesh B'chol Mises Beis in Tashlumen. So what are you telling me story about? Let's say Sede Shemaim. So the Chora, is that Ramban at odds with these Rishonim? Or is there any way somehow to combine the two together? Is there any way to have the Ramban's Lomdus in Kibbutz Ramine combined together with some of the Rishonim, and the Rashi says the Rambam was saying that Kibbutz Ramine still encourages the Chivutei Shemaim? Is there any way to combine those two? What's the answer? No, but that's only when you made an agreement. That's like Estan Zona kind of thing, not if it happened in Mimela.
You would say that the Ramban only Chibi De Adam, that it's only Chibi De Chibi De Adam that it's going to be included in the payment, but now it's in Kiddush Shemaim.
Let's be really, really careful. Let's be really careful. So again, we have two Rishonim, two groups of Rishonim that seem to be at odds with one another. Ramban, who was Magdir Kamlei as being, there was a Teshlumen. Teshlumen Na'asa, right? Na'asa, there was a Teshlumen. This seems to be at odds with the Sefer Yerayim, representing Rashi and Tosfos, who are saying no. We're saying that Chayav, Akati Chayav, Bidei Shemayim. How could these two things live together? Any ideas?
Comes
the Ktzos, and he discovered a Maharshal, and the Ktzos says he doesn't quite sure what the Maharshal meant with this, but he says this seems to be the direction that we're going to go down, and the Ktzos begins to be Masber, and then Rebbe Chanan elaborates upon it, so we're going to call it, this is an ongoing pshat, starting with the Maharshal, back to the 1500s, into the Ktzos, to the 1800s, into the Rebbe Chanan, to the 1900s. It's all the same basic pshat. So anytime for the next 10 minutes I say Maharshal by mistake, I say Ktzos, it's all the same thing. We'll call it the Ktzos. He was the middle person. He was the one who might see the Kachal Poyal. Comes the Ktzos and he says that we already know this from the last 2 days this year. There are fundamentally two kinds of Kibbutz Ramine. There's Kibbutz Ramine of real Kibbutz Ramine, and then there's what? What are the three magic words? Tanzichizki, the guy never died. Tanzichizki, I'm the Shaggy. Nothing ever happened. And that's no quasi Kibbutz Ramine. No, we said this yesterday already. When did the Ramban say his Yisoid, that's evil you paid? When does that make any sense? That's only if what? When does that make any sense whatsoever to say it's evil you paid? That's if what? If you were mamish killed. But if you weren't killed, then what? How can you say Yesh B'chol the Tashlumen? That's ridiculous. So according to Rabbi, we said this yesterday already, according to the Ramban, classic Kibbutz Ramine and Tanzi Chizke Kibbutz Ramine are working in two different ways. The real McCoy, Kibbutz Mamish, when the guy's Mamish killed, sorry, that Kibbutz Ramine of Mamish, that is the Ramban. That's the Yisod of Yesh B'chol Misa Tashlumen. But that only makes any sense whatsoever when the guy's mamish killed. In the case of Tana, that the whole format breaks down. Tana de Chizkiya is a vada, only a tote bialma. No? Who's going to tell me? Who's going to connect the dots now? The Rabbana only said it when the guy's mamish killed. The Rishonim are talking about what kind of cases are these cases? The Esther and Baal Limo, the guy was really killed? But there was Adam, there was Asra, there was Sanhedrin. The men of Amamur Mitzchayach to say Chayev Letzeis Teshemayim in Hochinami, you're not Chayev Letzeis Teshemayim if the person was mamish killed. The only time you could say Chayev Letzeis Teshemayim is if the person wasn't killed. If you're going down the route of Tad V'chizki Azok Tzeis, if you're going down the Kibbutz Rami, that never really happened, Zeh says Rebbe Chana and says the Mashal, then we could say, oh, wait a second, it hasn't happened yet, there was no Tashlum, it's just a poet there, or that poet there, that poet was a poet in Bezen Shomata, Nishki poet in Bezen Shomala. Oh, but when you're dealing with a Kibbutz Rami, the Mamish happened, if the Tashlum happened, they happened, then there's no Chiyav Tzeis Teshemayim B'chlal. That's the breakthrough of the Mashal, Tzeis, and Rebbe Chana. And it fits beautifully with everything we talked about yesterday. So now, Rabbi Yisrael, now we're coming for the grandiose punchline. What does the Tzitz have to convince us of now? Back to the Gemara Sanhedrin, why didn't Rava want to take it? After all, Tfisa works. Says the Tzitz, Tfisa only works when there's a Chiyav Tzitz Teshemayim. And Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, there was no Chiyav Tzitz Teshemayim. Because what was Sanhedrin Ayin Beis? Everyone's going to look like I'm crazy. Which one was Sanhedrin Ayin Beis? Was it the real one or the fake one? Which one? Who here thinks it's the Tan V'Chizkiah? Why do you think it's Tan V'Chizkiah? Why? What makes you believe it's Tan V'Chizkiah? Because the Gaon of Istowa is walking around, he's alive and well. Right? So you think this child is about to fall flat on its face? Wrong. Says Iktos. Sanhedrin Ayin Beis is the real Kibbutz Ramidei. Iktos knew the guy's alive and well. What does Iktos mean? What makes Sanhedrin Ayin Beis a real bona fide Kibbutz Ramidei? The Ramban kicks in, Yesh B'chal Misa Tashlumin, and therefore there's no Kibbutz Ayin Tashlumin, and therefore there's no Tfisa, and that's why Rebbe would refuse to take the rams. What is it about Sanhedrin Ayin Beis that makes it real Kibbutz Ramidei, the real McCoy, the guy's mom is dead? Because you guys have a misunderstanding of what being dead means. You think dead means, I have no pulse, I'm not even talking about brain death, you could be clinically dead, right? Wrong. You could be what kind of dead without being clinically dead? What makes you halachically dead? Once there's a psak on your head called chayav misas beizdin, or ein lo domim. You know what ein lo domim means? You're a galva ktila. You're halachically dead, and therefore someone can kill you. Yeah, that's what I said. Kol's man that you're a gavra ketila, the person's allowed to kill you. The only thing is, once he gets out of the machteris, that's what you're worried about, right? Once he comes out of the machteris, what happened? You won't believe what miracle you just saw. You just saw the miracle.
The dead guy's alive.
You know what we call that? V'nehem anato l'chayos meisin. You saw it in your own eyes. You ever saw a guy running into someone's house, break into his house? Apidin is dead because he has a price tag of misa on his head. Now he gets out. He's amazing. You're not a mammon. It's a money. You don't say that you give any mammons every day. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Rabbi Sai, as I stated in Ketzais, that Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, before you read this Ketzais, you would have rightfully thought that Sanhedrin Ayin Beis is the ultimate time of Echizkiah. Comes to Ketzai, says, no, wrong. It's the ultimate, not Tanya Chizkiah. It's the ultimate Ramban, and therefore, that's why there's no Tfisa, and that's why Rava refused to take the Dichli. Who disagrees with the Ketzai? Tosfos. Because Tosfos asked the Kasha in Sanhedrin, hey, it's Chayav Letzeis Teshemayim, right? Didn't Tosfos ask the Kasha? So Ketzai says, no, he's not Chayav Letzeis Teshemayim. So Tosfos Kash, okay, Tosfos, a lot of take out of Tosfos, he's trying to differentiate this Rashi. Tosfos doesn't know Tfisa works. But Rashi Shit, who holds that Tfisa works to keep his Ramine, would have to concede that it doesn't work by Ramban's cases, and the cases that Hedron Mechudish took aboard is called the Ramban's case. That can't be recognized. So Baisai, all the pieces of the puzzle came back together. So what do we have? We're just learning about the comment of valid, very, very simple sugya. The Gemara just made a simple statement that Adam Eina Meshavas HaKofer. So we want to know what's the significance, where did that come from, what's that based on? So we saw Tosfos in Baba Kama Dabdali, quotes the Rival and the Re, we saw Taisus in Ksubis, we spoke all the back and forth about Tashlumei Kapara, is Tashlumei Kapara different, we spoke about is, we're not even sure that there's no Kibbutz Rami at Tashlumei Kapara, that revolved around the Sugi of Tmei Truma, so we had to learn a whole Sugi Psachim about that. Then we had to come back to the Sefer Yoreim, who introduced the fact of Chayav Seisei Shemayim as the factor in the Sugya. We tested that, and we saw that other Rishonim disagreed, and we tested them against the Gemara Sanhedrin, and that this Gemara Sanhedrin becomes a source of the Ketzeis Yisoid that ultimately puts the whole piece of the puzzle back together again. That the Ramban that we spoke about earlier in the Sugya and the Sefer Yoreim that we spoke about yesterday and today are not necessarily at odds with one another. One's talking about real Kibbutz Rami, one's talking about the fake Kibbutz Rami of Tan Dishes. Okay? Everyone saw the Dabdal when you saw the Gemara, other than Shabbat the Kaif, everyone got it? Everyone's with us? Ready for Nusugya? Yes, of course.
Could I please repeat?
Please repeat everything? The whole
no. Just that. Just how the Ketzos re-understands Sanhedrin again.
He says the guy's dead. Because once the Torah says you're allowed to kill him, he's already dead, he's dead.
Even if the second he walks out, he's alive again?
It's amazing. We just went through that. Okay, good. Alrighty. See you in the next week. Everyone start the next week, yeah? A little bit, you guys thought a little bit?